So this is our first calf. Her mother is in Ayrshire and her daddy is in Ayrshire as well. So she's, we call this colour roan. It's not red, it's roan. So she's roan with just a little bit of white on her forehead. So she'd be a purebred Ayrshire.
And so Ayrshire is a British breed.
It's a British breed.
What's the characteristics of them?
They would be smaller than the Frisians, but they would be very... very robust animals, really, really hardy. The calves are an awful lot smaller, but they're very, very hardy, and they have an excellent temperament. They're really, really quiet, really, really... You can see this calf is just completely chilled out, completely relaxed. He's not kind of... or she, rather, she's not bothered by us at all. She's just a week old now.
So what's going to happen to happy. Her then?
So what we'll do with her is we'll feed her in a little bucket here, for about 10 days, 2 weeks. As soon as she's got another companion, as soon as another cow calves, we'll just let those two calves out together. We'll keep her for 2 years until she's mature, and then she goes into the milking herd along with the rest of the cows.
And why isn't she feeding off her mother?
Because her mother has just too much milk. If she would, she'd just get sick if she was feeding off her mother, because calves, unlike us, don't have that the sensation of being full. Calves will just keep sucking, keep feeding and feeding and feeding and feeding until they more or less till they run out of food or fall over. So her mother would have way too much milk for her. So we milk her mother and we try and sell as much milk off her mother. We would still feed her mother's milk, but just a small portion of it.
This is a kind of an emotional question, but is there any psychological effect on calves being taken away from their mothers at such a young age?
Absolutely. I mean, of course, it's not an ideal system. I mean, this is farming, you know. We take the calves away from their mothers at a very young age. The bond isn't that strong, so the mother would get over it very, very quickly. But it is for good reason. It's for health reasons that we take the calf away, so we can make sure the calf stays healthy. Obviously, we're dairy farmers, so we're in the business of selling milk. So that's in order for us to survive as continue farming as farmers, we have to sell milk. So it's obviously
this is
the reality of it. It's not a part I particularly like or enjoy, but it is the reality of it. We have to sell the milk to make money.
And if this calf was a boy calf, what would happen to him?
If this calf was a boy calf, we would sell this calf to a local farmer who would rear him for beef.
And he'd be probably taken to the abattoir at around 2 years?
Around two to two and a half years to be taken to the abattoir. I sell all my male calves are sold to local farmers. The demand for them at the moment is absolutely huge. So I don't bring any calves to the mart. I sell them all out. I forward sell all my calves. So although I've only one calf, I have sold everything that's going to calve this year in.
So the calves that are in the bellies at the moment,
yes,
haven't been born.
They're all sold. So the farmers have come to me and said, a couple of different guys have come, I will take 5 calves, I'll take 10 calves, I'll take 5 calves. So,
and if we were here, if we were standing here 5 years ago?
Completely different scenario. I'm going down to the mart and it's almost like cap in hand, and I'm taking a really, really bad price. The auctioneer is saying, look, you're going to get such a small price for one calf, put 4 or 5 calves into the ring. So, you know, we were selling calves for maybe Frisian bull calves were going for maybe 20 or 30 euros. Now that's gone up. They're selling Frisian bull calves for 150 euros, 160 euros. So, yeah, it's great that there's a demand. It seems like there's a worldwide shortage of beef, which is driving the demand here. It's absolutely great. What I notice around here is a lot of people who were maybe up till 2 years ago were employed in the construction sector, either driving trucks. There's a lot of sand pits around here, driving trucks or working on the buildings. That's all gone now. So a lot of them are coming back to farm and looking to get into sucklers, buying from me what they would consider like really, really good beef calves. So there'd be calves out of Frisian cows by a beef bull. So we have a Hereford bull as well, and so they love those cows because they're great mothers, easy calvers, and have lots of milk.